Hi, Rachel. Hey, Brittany. Actually, I'd like to comment about a few things as far as a pedestrian. I've actually filled out your survey and things like that, but I really find it kind of weak on for a pedestrian in Vision Zero is where most of the intersections I live at Lily and Buchanan. So I cross Oak, Bell, Gough, Franklin, all of the high traffic areas. And it's interesting that you were talking about reduction of traffic. Probably one of the most common is delivery trucks. And in your plan, and I submitted when you ask us to do like dedicated commercial drop-offs. So what you're doing is forcing them to use that because it's really blatant and it doesn't spread just for Oak Fell. It's also Haight. Haight, where I'm a transit rider, so when we come up Haight Street, someone's parked, the bus has to go around, cars are going in the red lanes and things like that. So I see a weak link there. The other is if you really want to cut congestion in our neighborhood, you started with Page Street, but Haight Street, it's ridiculous. I've been advocating with Casey from SFTMA and also with Jason, HVNA, that for a decade of those are the, they're feeders and they're actually backing up the traffic on Octavia. And I've chatted with Casey, and my take is when both Page and Haight were in the mix of right turns, that probably about 40% of the lights at those intersections was wasted in clearing traffic. So I would love to see that. To me, it's a simple, a very simple thing. The other thing as a pedestrian is where the number of cars, it's like I see nothing in these models that actually are trying to encourage a reduction of traffic through our neighborhood. And why I say that is because it would be very simple to do educational campaigns about carpooling and finding out, because as someone who walks, my little kind of to make myself, entertain myself at intersections as a pedestrian is to count the number of solo drivers at major intersections. And I would say, as a rough guess, you have the statistics. I would say it's anywhere between 75 and 80% of the drivers that come through our neighborhood are solo drivers. And the other is what I've been pushing for probably for like a decade is regional buses. We need to like move traffic. Don't allow and find out, like with the Google, learn from the Google and the Genentech and the other buses. Make it comfortable, people, if they're going to want that little being driven to Mountain View and the other South Bay areas, use those buses. But the other thing is like where I don't see either is the build up. It's great that you're doing the central hub, but I don't see anything about using Caltrain. We're electrifying, and pre-COVID, I was a regular rider on Caltrain from here to Santa Cruz. I did a transit the whole way, took Caltrain, took the Highway 17 Express, and things like that. And you would see in riding where people jumped on the trains and where they got off. And it was very interesting as someone, a San Franciscan, like 22nd Street was a very major hub for people that were riding the Caltrain. And Caltrain did away with the baby bullets. And I think you need to kind of maybe work with them on bringing those back again, because those really made the ride from San Francisco to San Jose like an hour or so. And for me, as I say, as a pedestrian, there's way too much traffic coming through our neighborhood. The thing of like prior to the teardown of the freeway, it's like, we didn't have transit on all the side streets. Now it's not uncommon. I walked from the protests from the federal building, and it was interesting to see the traffic, like along Laguna, and also for me, I live on Buchanan. You can see the cut up through there and things like that. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, do a way of where you're reducing the number of things, And also, I'd say with you as a group, you need to really look at housing. And it's actually happened with the MTA of connecting housing with jobs. We have public housing. We need to kind of work with connecting those jobs with the neighborhood employees, be it UCSF, be it City Hall. And then you really do get where people can walk to work and they don't need their car.
Richard, thank you for all of that. And I think there's a lot in there that, like, we can underscore, you know, we can.